Welcome to the Evident Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this January the 11th on the West Coast, now January the 12th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. I would like to also welcome all of you listening in around the world on Wind Talkers Radio Network, and let you know that I appreciate you broadcasting the show either live or in an archive so that your regular listeners, if they miss the live version, know that they can find me in your archives. And when I say around the world, I do mean around the world. I appreciate the work of a few people whose names I've come to know on Wind Talkers Network. Doug in Ireland, the northern counties, Larissa and Matthew in Sochi, Russia. We have Bobby, who manages the website and the broadcast for Drew Malone Reigns III, who is actually going to be my guest tomorrow, and Thursday. He comes on Thursdays. I have to really keep track of the dates here because we're actually on two different datelines. And Megan also, Megan Love, who handles a lot of the music and a lot of the phone bridges, the whole works, actually. All these people and many, many more independent Wind Talkers stations around the world. With what's going on now, folks, I was wondering, because I intentionally at the beginning or of this month or even at the end of last year, I intended to keep one date open where I could talk to you and sort of get some things off of my chest that were either bothering me or things that I thought we should talk about. And with what's going on in Tucson, Arizona, and the ravenous media drumming out the mantra of healthcare and Sarah Palin. She had healthcare has nothing to do with what the tragedy that occurred on the 8th of this month. The wanton killing of a group of people who were there to talk about improving the quality of their lives in southern Arizona with their congresswoman, Gabrielle Giffords, and the event was attended by Chief Federal District Court Judge John Roll. This is all off the top of my head. I'm not reading this, so if I hesitate, bear with me. And then a 9-year-old girl who happens to be related to some well-known coaches in professional sports. And there are other people, and I'm not reading off of a list, but we know that 6 people were killed. 4 people, they say, were in critical condition. Numerous people were shot. Many, many more were fortunate not to have been shot. And this is being reported by the mainstream media. And just a couple of minutes before the show, I was asking myself, what am I going to talk about tonight? It's because this is all we're hearing. And it dawned on me that certainly here in America, people have short memories. And I think that would be a good topic for tonight's show. Short memories. We've had some attacks on freedom in this country over the past 10 plus years, and they're still going on. We just had another one just a few days ago, this event that I'm talking about right now. We had one on September 11th, 2001. It was blamed on 19 box cutter wielding terrorists from the Middle East. And that was not true. And that story's been debunked, and yet they still put out the mantra on the mainstream news. Now, many, many people have awakened to the reality of what happened on 9/11, and they're still beating that drum of the 19 Arab hijackers and terrorism and how we have to be safe. And we started a war in Iraq, and then they, over weapons of mass destruction, really, the weapons of mass destruction are in Washington, D.C. That's where we look for them, to find them. And they're in New York City on Wall Street. And they're in every town around this nation. Every town, every city, every township, every parish, every borough, whatever you want to call it. It's everywhere because this country has been infiltrated over 100 years ago by a multinational group of bankers that had nothing more in mind than to take over this country and eventually take over the whole world. That's what we're witnessing with these things. We have short memories about that. Have we forgotten? Those of us that are still left, who lived through World War I, there are some people still alive that were here during World War I. And then wars that ensued, World War II, of course. We went through Korea, Vietnam. We've had two wars in the Middle East, both contrived by the same criminal cabal that's causing the problems that we have today. But we have short memories. We don't remember what happened 10 years ago. And there are children 10 years old who weren't even born at that time in 2001 who are being lied to about what happened. So they won't even have a correct memory. They're being fed, force-fed, lies and false history under the guise of bringing peace to the world. War does not bring peace. It brings death and destruction. That's what it brings. And it brings more war. And they like that because they can make a lot of money. And that's always why they've done it. We're supposed to be a civilized society. A war is like, even the primitive cavemen didn't embark upon war like what we have today. And it's who's responsible for this? Well, it's obvious. Most people, anyone with half a brain, would say that war is evil, manifesting itself. It's evil gone amok. Somehow we can't recognize that. We have to get behind patriotic themes and music and pageantry. And I'm not speaking out against those that actually defend this country, but how do you defend this country by going to another country and murdering millions of people and maiming millions more? How is that defending this country? And then to turn around and say, well, we have to bring those people here now, and we have to take care of them, or we have to allow anyone to come here, and why do we have to take care of other people? Why isn't each country, if we must have divisions, borders, why doesn't each country's people take care of their own? Why is it up to another country to do that? Ask yourself those questions. We have short memories. We forget the lies. There have been so many lies told to humanity that we forget them all. We have prophets that have come to this planet to teach the people God's word, to teach the universal truths. And we forget those, that we've been taught those. Some of us have, not all of us. And then there are those who haven't been taught, those that come to a self-realization on their own. They come to that truth and they recognize, hey, wait a minute, this is just a game. This is all smoke and mirrors. This is illusions. The universe is real. I can look up, if I can see the sky through the chemtrails at night, I can see stars everywhere I look, and even planets. Who created that? What created that? What happened that all that came into existence? And why don't I see fireworks coming from those planets or those stars? Why don't I see the war? Well, maybe it's because it's too far away and you can't see it. Or maybe it's not going on there. Certainly there are other parts of the universe where war is not going on. So then you have to ask yourself, why is it going on here? We've had enough of them, and every time we have one, they say, well, this is, you know, we have this person is bad. We have to stop this person. Or these people are bad because of the color of their skin, or because of how much money they have, or how much money they don't have. And we're fed lies about everything. Well, these people in South America make drugs. And we're told, you know, we have to stop those drugs from coming in. So we have a war against drugs. And we've forgotten about that. And the very people that would stop a shooter from joining the army, they claim, because he failed the drug test, are the ones bringing the drugs into the country. Why? But we have short memories. We can't somehow connect the dots. We keep forgetting that story. Remember a few years back when Bush, George W. Bush, was president, and they said, yeah, they're going to build a wall all along the border. There were YouTube videos coming out with him sitting on a lawn chair near a wall. And they had, you know, it was a spoof, but they had what appeared to be Mexicans climbing over the wall, sneaking off and running while he's explaining to the people how great this wall is going to be. Some of you may have seen that. Some of you not. Some of you saw it and you forgot, because we have short memories. And people are looking for leadership. And we've been telling you on this show and on many other shows, there are some good journalists out there and good talk show hosts that spend day and night to bring you the truth. I don't mean all the stories that are going on. I mean the truth, seeing through the lies that are being told to us, because we've been lied to about our history. My journalism has been a focus on that. The lies of World War I, the lies of World War II. And it's taken me back hundreds of years, even before this nation began, looking at how this was being put together in Europe. But we have short memories. We forget those things. While we were taught in school that the blacks were freed, they were emancipated, with the Emancipation Proclamation from Abraham Lincoln before he was assassinated. Remember that assassination? He told us the slaves were free. But what they didn't tell us was that we were all still slaves because of the secret agreements that were being made behind the scenes. People put trust in their leaders, and you want more leaders. We have short memories, how we've been betrayed by our leaders. And those entrusted with the responsibility of policing our borders, allowing foreigners to come in and set up corporations designed to take over the U.S. Treasury and then take over the whole of society, because they were going to control the whole flow of money. And they could funnel the money into their corporations, or they could funnel it to the people. And they chose to funnel it to the corporations, which they're still doing now. But we have short memories. And then we learn that we've been infiltrated I've certainly shown this a number of times. I'm not alone in that area. Many other very reliable authors, researchers, and journalists have written books and articles and given countless interviews about the infiltration of our government and this country. Just look at the indigenous people that were here before anyone ever came here from anywhere else. And we're talking about in recent times. We're not talking about ancient times. Just in the last few hundred years, there were people living here on this continent, and they were murdered, and their lands were taken over. We have short memories. Those people remember, but they're not given a voice. And they're promised things. Oh, well, we'll build you a casino, and then you'll make a lot of money, and then, you know, the people will quiet down. But what happened to their buffalo? What happened to their crops? What happened to their trees, their woods, their mountains, and all the sacred places that they had on this land? What happened to those things? They were taken over by what? By warmongers. Thieves that had perverted, twisted ideas that they were going to make this a better place. Why? Because they were here. Now, everybody listening to me here in the United States tonight came here from somewhere, somehow. Many were born here, so they understand what I'm talking about. And then there are those that came here and abided by the laws that were established to allow people to be naturalized citizens. There's nothing wrong with that. My ancestors came here as refugees from a world war, as many of your ancestors did. So it's not about people from foreign countries coming here. I myself spent 5 years traveling around the world in foreign countries, and I made friends wherever I went. I didn't have a problem dealing with foreigners, and I learned the languages where I lived, and I can still remember the languages and haven't spoken some of them in over 20 years. Occasionally I'll run into someone and we strike up a conversation. When I find out maybe they're from Italy, I begin speaking Italian and they're surprised. Oh, where did you study Italian? I said, in Italy, on the street, surviving. You speak it very well. When you live it, it becomes part of you. If you learn it memorizing answers on a test, which is what education is about today, you can forget it. As soon as the test is gone, it's different when you live it. It's real. You know it. You're being something when you're living. But we have short memories, so we forget those things. I can't say that I remember every word I learned in Italian. I remember most of what I learned, and I can go into a conversation with a person and in 10 or 15 minutes, all the words come back. I don't have to start a war to cause that to happen. In fact, it does the opposite. It brings peace and it brings love. Being able to communicate with someone from another part of the world. And it was the same in France or Germany, even in the Philippines. People are people all over the world. I can say governments are governments all over the world, and right now they're nothing but criminal organizations masquerading as your leaders. But we have short memories. You've been told this before, not just by me, but many, many other talk show hosts, many of the guests who have been on this show. You don't hear it on mainstream because they don't want you to remember that because they know we have short memories. Remember Oklahoma City? Does anyone remember the bombs hanging from the gaping holes in the building? Those bombs didn't fly out of a Ryder rented truck filled with ammonium nitrate fertilizer that they say blew the front of the building up. There were bombs hanging from cables, and they had to pan off so you couldn't see it anymore. But enough people saw it, but they forgot about it because we have short memories. Or somehow we can't make the connection. Did Timothy McVeigh throw that bomb up into the gaping hole in the Murrah building? And it's the same thing at the World Trade Center. Same thing at Waco. They went in and murdered at least 75 people, men, women, and children, created a bunch of stories that all this satanic stuff was going on. And actually, the Satanism was the attack on those people and the murder of those people. But we have short memories. And some years later, I think it was about 4 years after that event, and I predicted on a radio show in Indianapolis, a show where I was supposed to be on 20 minutes. They kept me on 3 hours. They never had so many callers call in. We were talking about cults. But I said, this is much more than what it appears to be on the surface. This isn't about getting your family member out of a cult. This is about getting the government out of that situation. They had no business there. And it had Satanism written all over it. It was a sacrifice. It was an event intended to create fear through the minds and bodies and souls of people all throughout this nation and in other parts of the world. Did anyone ever pay the price for that mass murder that occurred there? No, they did it with the authority of the government. National security. National security brought the end to at least 75 people's lives. National security. We had several bombings that occurred prior to 9/11 in the World Trade Center. Two, in fact, in the lower levels. Probably to see how much explosives they had to put in there to cause a whole building to collapse. Oh, and these were Middle Eastern terrorists then, too. They could just walk in there and just set the bombs wherever they wanted to. Or they could just tiptoe into the country with the bombs and do that. We have short memories. We forgot about that. Those events. And we don't even have the common sense to think through what the media is telling us. And then we have the Gulf of Mexico. And I could say volumes about that. But first, I'm going to take a break. This is not a commercial break, and I'm going to let Frank Zappa talk about the type of people I'm talking about, those in government. And this is a very, how do I describe it? This is a song that he actually directed for someone that used to be in his band. We won't name the individual. But this can also go to anybody who's a flake and a wimp and a cheat and a liar, especially those in government that lie all day long and all night long and tell you everything's going to be okay, but first they have to fix it. They need more money. Money fixes everything. And money's broken. after we listen to this piece, I'll come back and we'll talk about money too. This is called Yo Mama. Thank you.
stay with your mama. She can do your laundry and cook for you. Maybe you should stay with your mama.
Mama.
You're really kind of stupid and ugly too.
And you should never smoke in pajamas. You might start a fire and burn your face. Maybe you'll return to Managua. You could go unnoticed in such a place. You ain't really made for being out in the street. Ain't much hope for a fool like you. Cause if you play the game, you will get Adrian Belew, Tommy Myers, Terry Bozio, Peter Wolf, Ed Mann. Thanks for coming to the concert. Good night.
Frank Zappa and Yo Mama. What was he saying in that song? Well, looking at it from a musician standpoint, he was telling somebody, look, you're a good musician. You accepted the job. We travel. We stay in hotels. We eat in lousy restaurants. Yeah, you got to get your clothes clean. But stand up, take responsibility, and be a man. That's what he was saying in that song. Frank Zappa's arrangements were all written out and memorized by each member of the band. They went through grueling auditions, and often they were recruited by him, but they still auditioned. They still had to be able to read the music and play the music, and as crazy as some of his music may sound, he was always saying something. He was communicating his thoughts and his feelings. He was a critic of society. He was certainly a critic of government and indoctrination and mind control and many other topics. And his musical arrangements were his constitution. So if you were going to play music with Frank Zappa or Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention, then you darn well better hold your weight. Play your part, because if you messed up, you messed up the whole thing. And in a sense, his constitution for his band is our constitution. Let's stand up and be men and women and quit denying what is happening to us. That's the first thing we have to do. We have to realize that we're constantly being propagandized, constantly being lied to, and the media is the mouthpiece for the government. It's funny, Frank Zappa says, politics is the entertainment branch of government. Very wise man he was. It's unfortunate that he's no longer with us. Just think of the music he would be writing. And he's written some very middle-of-the-road pop-style music, as well as very avant-garde music, appreciated by everyone, especially by musicians that just were in awe of his ability to write. In a way, he was a pioneer in music circles. He stretched the boundaries. He took us outside the box, just like I did right now. This song would definitely take you outside the box. I'm sure some people change the channel. That's fine. And maybe some arrived and said, what the heck's going on here? How come they're not talking? You see, the musicians can deliver the message too. Let's stand up and be men and women and take responsibility for what's going on in this country. Now, before this break, I began speaking about the Gulf oil disaster, and it's worse, and it's covered less in the media. Alternative media is staying on top of it. Scientists have gone to the Gulf region, and it's horrific what's going on there. Many people are getting sick. The goal is to drive the people out of that area. They're intentionally poisoning the area so that it's unlivable. This is for financial gain. This is sick. This is evil at its best. And to us, it's the worst thing that could happen. There's evil all over the universe. It's the antithesis of the creation. It exists for that purpose. But we have a choice to accept that as our reality or to create a different reality. The Gulf of Mexico incident, the Deepwater Horizon platform accident and spill that they like to call it, it's not a spill, and it wasn't an accident. And it was planned. It was planned so they could make lots of money. Speaking of money, it's come out recently that there are at least 700 bank accounts that belong to your senators and your representatives in Congress and to your Supreme Court justices. Over $1 billion in the Vatican Bank. $1 billion. This is bribery money. This is for casting certain votes for certain corporations, for bailouts, for draconian legislation that enslaves the people, if you give it any credibility. But you have a corrupt criminal organization doing this. None of this is lawful. If your constitution as a nation is sacred to you, none of this is lawful. It's all in violation of the Constitution. It's treason. And the punishment for treason, as I recall, is death. And yet it still goes on. Well, if it was really happening, the media would be talking about it. The media lies. They only tell you what they want you to know. Now, why are they telling you about Tucson, Arizona? Why are they telling you about that? And why suddenly now is the conversation about Sarah Palin or healthcare? This idea of insurance, somehow you are actually forced to have insurance. In other words, give your money to someone who can take it and spend it on themselves, steal it, because they've done it before. We have short memories. AIG, Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, Bear Stearns, Enron, WorldCom. Have we forgotten all that? What about Silverado Savings and the Bush clan? We have short memories. We've had four presidents assassinated, and just to keep this whole thing going on, this issue of shooting a judge had to do with a decision that was handed down on Friday of last week, on the 7th. Chief Federal District Judge John Roll had determined that the government, the Obama administration, could not force people to spend money on something that there should be their choice. We're sovereign beings, folks. Unless you want to be enslaved, unless it's your choice to be enslaved, you were created to be sovereign beings. By whom? By God, not by Satan. And yet this murder, this wanton murder of six people and wounding of how many more? A couple dozen more. destroying lives of many more people because all these people had loved ones. They had families. All that's intended to do is to steal your sovereignty, steal the sacred nature of why you're even here, and turn it into money. The judge had made a determination that the government could not do that, and that would have set the precedent for the whole country. Now, are these deaths in vain? Are we going to allow these people's deaths to just be swept away like the animals that died in the Gulf of Mexico and are still dying in the Gulf of Mexico and in other parts of the world too? And let's not leave out chemtrails. The intentional spraying of the world's population with poisons. Just call it poisons. Who cares what's in it? It's all poison. What about Haiti? We forgot about Haiti, didn't we? That left our consciousness. You see how fast these things are coming one after another on top of each other? And somehow we have short memories. We forget about these things. There are at least 250,000 soldiers who have returned from the Middle East that have all kinds of health problems, from vaccinations they received, from chemical weapons they were around, from depleted uranium, and Lord knows what other technologies they've been attacked with. I remember a professional football player named Pat Tillman who went and went to Afghanistan as a Green Beret and was shot 3 times virtually at point-blank range. His intention was to expose the corruption that was going on there, that the only reason we were there was to guard the poppy fields for the pharmaceutical companies. And then that went by the wayside. Where was the demand for justice there? The most we could get out of the military was that was friendly fire. What's so friendly about murdering somebody at point blank range, shooting them in the face? Then we had the bird flu scare, but we have short memories because before that we had the SARS scare. And then just the regular flu scare. And then we had the swine flu scare. And I and some other journalists and talk show hosts exposed that corruption. And we received death threats and our shows were attacked and our phones were attacked and our computers were attacked. And any of our friends who were on our show as guests doing similar work were attacked. And then we had more false flag events, one after the other. And all the while this was going on, the corruption was mounting. If you knew that they were trying to put a $700 trillion scam together during all of that, you would say I was crazy. And yet, that's what they were doing. And again, I repeat, in the Vatican Bank, there were at least 700 accounts for your senators, your congressmen. Now, the freshmen, the new group, they haven't found any accounts for them yet. There may not be any. But your Supreme Court justices have them. It's reported that John Roberts has over $1 billion in his account. The Secretary of the U.S. Treasury, Tim Geithner, has over $1 billion in his account. Where does that money come from? Did it come out of the $2.3 trillion that was reported missing? How do you miss that much money? Folks, do you realize how much money that is? There were some pictures published on the web, and I'm sure if you looked for the picture, you could probably find it somewhere. They had a picture of a man. It was a graphic, but they had a picture of a man standing next to a pallet with $1 trillion on it. And this man looked like a fly speck next to that money. And $2.3 trillion was missing, but they don't tell you the year before it was 2.1. And I think the year before that it was 1.9 trillion. And then before that, a year again, it was 2.3 trillion. What have they given away for that money? They printed out of thin air, but somebody's making interest on it. People are buying bonds from foreign countries. You see, this is why we have problems with China and Russia and France and Germany. And those countries are having problems too because they've got thieves in their government working with the thieves in our government. But we have short memories. And now we have this, I'll go back to the Tucson thing because everybody's, oh, did you see the guy's hair? Did you see his eyes? Yes, he looks sadistic. He looks satanic. He's mind controlled. MK Ultra mind control. He's got multiple personalities that they have created by torturing him, drugging him, and subjecting him to every kind of technology they can possibly do to twist whatever's inside of his head. He's not responsible for what he did. Those that created these programs and enact them millions of times around this country and around the world are the ones that are responsible. But we have short memories. We watch TV, and oh, the next door neighbor said this, and the people across the street said that. And we have short memories because it's on mainstream media, folks. Why are they going to suddenly start telling you the truth about that? We know they control the weather. The weatherman can't even predict the weather because he doesn't know what they have planned with all the technology. And they lie to us about chemtrails, calling them contrails, in the middle of summer, in 100-degree weather, at 10,000 feet. Contrails don't occur there. Any pilot will tell you that. Anyone that's ever flown a plane in the Air Force will tell you that. But we have short memories. And in some cases, we don't even turn our memory on. For a moment, we're just oblivious to it as a people. A few weeks ago, there was all this hoopla about WikiLeaks, a website that had come upon hundreds of thousands, something like 250,000 documents, maybe over a little bit, maybe under, something like $250,000 documents about government secrets. Nasty stuff. I didn't read one of them. I didn't need to read it because I can look around and see what they're doing. I don't need to go to WikiLeaks to see it, and I don't need to watch TV. I can see it, the results of what they're doing wherever I go. And many of you can, too. So why is WikiLeaks important? I had someone informing me today that there's a YouTube video that WikiLeaks is suddenly going to announce that there was some kind of UFO incident near the Antarctic some years ago, and they discovered 8 UFOs. We have short memories. Did we forget about the Phoenix Lights? The people on the west coast of this country know what's going on in California, Oregon, Washington State, Utah, Montana, Colorado, Nevada, everywhere. Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, Ohio, And you know, this WikiLeaks video now is saying, you know, they're going to we're going to have disclosure finally. It's like people see a movie or a video or a commercial and they come alive. Oh, there's the truth. Buy one and get two for free. You really think you're getting anything for free? And the crap that they sell. Oh, it's only $19, you know. I just won't buy it again. But they get a million people to spend 19 or 20 bucks. They made $20 million. They get 10 million people to buy it. They've made $200 million. But they've got you thinking that, wow, you got to have that thing, whatever it is, that it's going to make you a real man or a real woman to own this piece of crap that they're selling you. I was looking at a picture of the scene in front of what is described as the Loeffner home in Tucson, Arizona, where the shooter lived. And there were police cars in the streets. And well, maybe they were at the corner. Maybe they weren't right there. But there was police tape around there. And there was a sign there about getting your vaccine on someone's lawn. They made sure that they took a picture with the reminder to get a vaccine after it's been pointed out that these vaccines are dangerous and that they're lying to you about the source of the disease and what is in the vaccine and how it's going to affect you. It's basically a death warrant. We've talked about this for several years on this show and others. But we have short memories. We don't even look at what we're looking at. We don't even see what we're looking at. And we say, oh, I went and saw this movie. And you didn't notice all the strange things that were going on, the subliminal suggestions you were being given through sound and through light and special effects. And every movie has to have something blowing up. That's what excites people, seeing things destroyed instead of created and taken care of and nurtured. It's all about destruction. Destroy this. Destroy the terrorists. Destroy the drugs that they sell, that they make, that they grow and process and sell and destroy people's lives with. If they really intended to do it, they would. But we have short memories. They actually have people coming out lying about being molested at the airports. And I'm not saying people are not mistreated at airports, because I've gone through it myself, so I know what happens at airports. But they lie to you and don't tell you that you're going to get 100 times the radiation you would get for it. Compared to a chest x-ray or mammogram or even a dental x-ray. Why, you know, when you get a dental x-ray, do you ever notice the doctor or the dental assistant runs into another room across the hall and shoots those pictures from behind a specially protected window? Because radiation is dangerous. So you cannot fault anyone that doesn't want to go through that. And you should not have to force someone to do it on the basis of a lie. Or a whole pack of lies. But we have short memories. I could go on about tons of other topics. I heard it mentioned on another radio show today that we're going to have disclosure by July. Well, they were saying that 2 years ago that we were going to have disclosure by December. that Barack Obama was going to give us disclosure and tell us that there's other people in the universe who are here. We've been telling you that for years. So we kind of took their thunder away in that respect. But we have short memories. Somebody says WikiLeaks is going to put out the story and everybody gets excited. Oh, now we're going to have disclosure. Stephen Greer's been trying to do it for years. Has had dozens of people stand in front of a microphone and a camera saying that they saw this or they saw that. Those people aren't attacked, though. And I've seen craft. I know who's flying those craft. And some of you have seen those craft. You know, without a doubt in your mind that you know you saw what you saw. Some of you have been abducted by beings from those craft. I've not been abducted. I don't plan on getting abducted either. But that doesn't take away the reality that there are others from other parts of the universe who are in our vicinity right now, watching what's going on and helping us. Do you need to go to WikiLeaks to see that? Do people have to be shot up for you to see that? Does a country need to experience a series of earthquakes that totally flatten their infrastructure, keeping them from getting food and water, like what happened in Haiti? And people are giving billions of dollars away, and this money's being stolen by the same criminals that are stealing the money through the other vehicles that they've created. We have short memories, don't we? Some are probably thinking, well, what can I do to improve my memory? First thing is to wake up. And then quit denying that any of this stuff is happening. It's happening. It happens for a reason. Who's running the show? We're not doing these things. But when we don't do anything about what they do, then we're condoning it. And we become responsible for it. Now, there are others from other parts of our galaxy, many others, who have more advanced technology than this planet will ever develop, especially on the path that it's headed right now. You might as well stick the fork in this planet. It's well done. It's overcooked. Or you wake up and become a man or a woman that God intended you to be. And start being that person and start taking action. Everything they do is problem, reaction, solution. The next time they create a problem, all we have to do to stop that flow is to take action. Not to react. They create the problem, we take action. It'll put a stop to it right away. Now, I can tell you definitively that they're lying about what occurred on the 8th, this mass murder in Tucson, Arizona. And they're going to keep on lying because they started lying from the outset. And as we have more information, we will bring it forth for you. I can tell you the shooter is not who they say he is. And I can tell you that who's behind the shooting are the real culprits. The people that programmed that individual to do what he did, and don't think he's the only one in this country or anywhere in the world that's programmed. There are millions that have been programmed to do similar acts. Now, are you going to cower in fear, Or are you going to pay attention to what's going on? Or are you going to become involved and take responsibility? I plan to be talking about this subject some more, but it's a very dark topic, I have to say. And it's a distasteful one, actually, for me and for you. I'll tell you, the research that I'm doing is tedious, and it's distasteful. It's sickening to see what's actually occurring behind the scenes. I'm going to keep doing that because I believe at this point in my life, that's what God and I agreed to do. And I know that others who are doing the same thing, similar work, even better work than what I'm doing, it's not even a question of who's doing good work and who's doing better work. It's that we're messengers and we're bringing you the truth the best way we know how. Use your discernment. Wake up. Please, wake up. And wake up others. Wake up your friends. Wake up your family. Because eventually you're going to have to answer. Somewhere you're going to have to answer for what you've done in your life and what you haven't done. And sometimes what you haven't done is much worse than anything you can imagine. Especially when you see that something's not right, and you have the ability to fix it. There are many motivational speakers who will tell you that humans, or, you know, a human is a higher universal man, if you want to get down to the nitty-gritty. It's a human being is what we're called. We're not called humans pretending, humans sleeping, or humans subsisting. We're called human beings. The act of being is a state of the I am. It's the creation. It's the God that's within us. And are we just going to hold it inside us, or are we going to bring it out and share it and put it to work? And allow it to blossom, allow it to grow and manifest into something greater. And stop getting caught up in all of these psychological operations, because that's what all of these events are, folks. Every single alleged terrorist attack, and even what they're calling natural disasters now, they're not natural. This is all unnatural. This planet throughout the universe is considered to be quite a gem, or at least at one time it was. Think about that. I'm going to allow the Yellow Jackets to bless us with their song, Prayer for Peace. Was Russ Ferrante on piano, Bob Mincer on tenor sax, Jimmy Haslip on bass, and William Kennedy on drums. Prayer for Peace. Certainly, folks, I want to encourage everyone to pray for peace. And we have to start making some demands. As Mike Castle often says on the show, stop asking and start demanding. Demand that the wars stop. Demand that the corruption stops. Demand that the perpetrators of the corruption pay the price for the deeds, for the mass murder, the mass poisoning of people through chemtrails and vaccines and toxins in the food and the water. For the destruction of oceans and wildlife, defenseless animals that beautify nature. And if you can do that, we can turn this around. I want to thank you for listening to the show tonight, listening to my discourse, my rant, if you want to call it that. I'm just a messenger, and that's the message that came through tonight. It came through just moments before I began the show. It was unrehearsed, and yet it was based on my experience and on my discernment, on my knowledge of what's going on. And I just wanted to remind you that we have short memories. With that, I want to thank Wind Talkers Radio Network and, I appreciate all the hard work that they go through to bring this show to you. And certainly, I'm not going to leave out bbsradio.com. Tonight, I had Doug Newsom on the sound. I want to thank Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. And most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join me tomorrow night when my special guest will be Mr. Michael Anthony. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light. And please have a good night.